Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
I'm Arielle Lori, host of the Blonde Files podcast, where every Wednesday I cover all things wellness. After nearly dying from addiction almost 9 years ago, I have been on a mission to live my best, most fulfilled life, and I'm sharing everything with you, from how to achieve optimal health and well-being to the best beauty tips and even cosmetic procedures. I cover it all with raw, candid conversations with the industry's top experts and inspirational guests. Make sure to subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode.
Welcome back to my weekly podcast, Taste of Taylor. I'm Taylor, joining me again. I mean, back by wildly popular demand. I don't fucking get it, but here he is. The people want, they get on Taste of Taylor. Andrew Collin, welcome back, my friend.
Oh, it's good to see you in the flesh.
I know. Isn't it different? It's different. It hits different.
I know. I don't know if it's better. You know, I don't really like your energy in person. Like, I like you through something. I need a filter for you.
You know what? I get that a lot. I get that a lot. Yeah. People like me with like, they would like to see me like as if I was like in the zoo, like a piece of glass or something, at least to protect them from my energy.
Oh, I'd love to watch you through a glass just to see what would, like, if you didn't know I was on the other side,
what would you do? Yeah. What's one thing that you do privately?
You want to know something? It's gross.
Mine's so gross. Like, I don't even think I'm going to share it.
Okay.
So you go first.
When I masturbate with my penis, I will have an orgasm and I'm lazy. So I forget for cleanup constantly. You would think as a 43-year-old man, he would learn and adapt and have tissues by the bed or something, you know, an old freaking high school football t-shirt, something. I've orgasm in my hand, and then I have a Mr. Little Cum hand here, and I walk across the room while holding my load.
You
like I stumble like a little monkey
with your cum hand.
Yeah, with my cum hand.
And what do you put the cum?
Oh, I eat it. A good boy never. And that's why I'd be funny in a zoo. All right, I'm sorry. If you're having your breakfast, I'm sorry about your runny eggs.
Oh, man. We went to the zoo. My wife... My wife made me go to the zoo over Christmas. We were like, we never take off work. I like, when you run your own business, like, it's, even if you're off, you're never fucking off, right?
Yeah.
So I was like, we're taking off for Christmas. And actually, we ended up working the whole time, so it didn't fucking matter. But... we tried anyway, but she was like, let's go to the zoo. And I was like, why the fuck are we at the zoo? The Central Park Zoo. She like guilted me and made me feel like I wasn't cultured because I've lived in New York City for X amount of years and haven't been to a tourist trap. Excuse me, Andrew.
Yeah. Also, the humans are the zoo there.
You got it. But there was a really fucked up bear. I felt soups bad for it. It was really? It was like on a loop. Like I was almost like, hey, bear number three in the exhibit is broken. Like it was just like walking in this circle. It would like it just kept loop-de-looping. It was like making like an infinity sign.
Or maybe it's just getting his steps in. Maybe you're judging this bear.
No, but every time we would come to the edge of the cliff where there was like water down, it would then like do this thing with its head like this. It was so wild. I felt bad for it. You think
what do you
it's
want
okay?
it not to act like a bear? What do you want it to do?
Bears do.
You wanted to do Microsoft Excel? What do you want this bear to do?
No, the bear had like a it had like a neck twitch, like my eye twitch. It has like the blinkies of the neck.
Wow.
I felt really related to that bear.
Yeah, maybe you saw yourself in the bear.
The snow leopards were fucking fire, man. They were putting on a goddamn show.
I mean, they I love a little monkey. I love the monkeys.
There were no monkeys.
What?
I lied. There were. There were ones with the red butts. What are those? Baboons?
Baboons.
They are really? Have you been there, though? It's like, there's like not really a lot of anything between us and the creatures.
Oh, no.
They must have some sort of, there's got to be something to keep them inside, right?
You would think.
Anyway.
You would hope so.
Zoos are fucking weird, man.
So you're telling me you think you went right next to a bear? Like you can't, in your memory.
The
like,
there was a mad glass. It's what you want me to be behind. Like that was the bear exhibit.
Yeah.
Snow leopards had a very thin wire fence that made me nervous.
Interesting.
And the fucking little, cute little red faced, God, what are they called? They're like, something pandas, but they look like they're like half panda, half raccoon.
Oh.
They're crazy looking.
Yeah.
Red pandas.
Potentially.
They had nothing, Andrew. Nothing.
What do you want them to have? This is Central Park. You know how much rent is for these fucking animals? I mean, it's fucking probably 45 grand and then capture. I don't know what the hell it is. I mean, look.
Yeah.
How big was it? It can't be that
big. It's
really
not that
big. They don't have that much room to roam.
Ugh, the penguin exhibit. Not to be judgy, but those fuckers stink.
Oh, man. They're slimy.
Yeah.
They're very slimy animals.
Uh-huh.
I think I touched one at a zoo one time. But, you know, sometimes you have these memories that aren't real.
Yeah, a lot. That's my life a lot of the time, actually. My memories. They can't be trusted.
I definitely have more bad than good in this brain
Same.
Of my childhood. I might have 6 good memories.
What are they?
Couldn't tell you. One is having sex with that penguin. I'm sorry.
So if I was in a zoo, my zoo behavior.
Yeah, you almost got away from that.
I'm committed.
Okay.
I like to sit with my hands down my pants.
Okay.
And I'm not diddling myself, but I just like to cup my vagina piece.
That makes sense.
It's my safe space.
Guys do that a lot with their balls.
Yeah. So then that's the thing. It's socially acceptable for men. But like when I'm, you know, because whatever. I obviously prefer to be at my house with Tay. And she's always like, I like want to be in my hidey hole. I never want to get out. She's like, why? I said, because I can't stick my hands in my pants at like your parents' house.
I get it. I think what it is. And look, I think you're open to diddle. You can do whatever you want. I'm not
diddling.
Or just rest away.
Yeah.
I think what it could be is society thinks that there are fluids that come out of a vagina that don't come out of balls. Where it could get a little messy, even if you're just resting.
I mean, ask your cum hands if that's true.
Well, that takes a lot. I'm not resting there.
Don't fluid shame me.
I'm not. I'm saying society.
Put your cum hands down. I'm going to get you mittens.
I don't know why I walk like a burglar, too, when I do it. I don't know why. I tiptoe for my own self. It's like when I grab my own nipples for, like, to make my own nipples hard in the shower for just myself. Like, what am I doing? Why do I care if my nipples are hard? Because my body looks better.
Yeah, I get that.
It's ridiculous. What a cycle.
Well, anyway.
But again, put us in Central Park Zoo. You diddle, not diddling.
Not diddling.
You should be diddling. And me running around with a cum hand. No. We make a lot of money, I think.
I think so, too. I actually don't know how to diddle myself. I, like, don't know how to masturbate. Legit. Can't do it.
Why?
So embarrassing for everybody involved.
What happened?
It's a ridiculous thing to do.
Okay.
I'm sex shaming everybody.
Did you start with a vibrator right away?
No.
Okay. Did you start with a diddle? Did you start with a teddy bear?
I think I know what happened. When I was little, I used to touch vagina, like whatever.
Okay.
And watch TV like Nickelodeon.
All right.
And sniff my fingers.
Oh boy.
And one day my dad was like, enough! With vagina fingers. Like, Taylor, stop it. Down there and you're touching the remote. Yeah. You're going in the kitchen. You're putting your little vagina hands everywhere.
The fluids.
And he said, like, I guess I felt shamed. And so,
and then you also think of your father. Fat dad. Your fat dad, remember?
Shut up about my fat dad.
How can we forget your fat dad?
Leave my dad alone.
I can't believe you masturbate with your, and look at your fat dad. So wait. So you think that you can't diddle your pickle or any pickle because your dad said not to touch yourself on the couch watching Nickelodeon? You think it plays in that?
It's got to, right? I mean, like the way that people talk about masturbating, it's great. Sex positivity for everybody except for me. This is just like, I really am not judging anybody who masturbates. It's just like, it's a me thing. Like, I just like, I don't even think to do it. I don't want to do it. When I do, like when I have the very few times tried to do it, it's embarrassing for me, and like nothing really happens.
Do you watch porn?
No.
So you use whatever's in your brain where you have ADD. Things popping up in that head of yours, I can't even imagine.
Good.
It's not sexual.
Good. You know it's not sexual.
I see a salami platter. I see like a lot of meats.
The only thing that gets me going is a movie called You Get Me, starring the one and only Bella Thorne.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I have a thing for Bella Thorne, I guess. I don't want to, but, you know, the Gina Peace wants what the Gina Peace wants.
I'm pretty asexual myself.
No way.
Yeah.
I love this
for
us. I
was very asexual for a very long time, where people, you know, my girl, I think she's asked me if I'm gay a few times. I go, not gay, just asexual. I just don't need, you know, Mr. Cumhand doesn't have to come out.
Yeah, well, Mr. Cumhand, and you got your bestie right there. You're good to go.
I wish I had a higher sex drive, and it has nothing to do with anyone except for my own self.
I'm so here with you. This is not a reflection on our partners, like whatsoever. I mean, the only person that ever got me like randy and raring to go was my wife.
Yeah,
and I mean, in the beginning, we had sex.
Yeah,
let me tell you, we did it
4 times. Uh huh. Yeah.
Yeah. A time.
A time. So wait, so you, but so you're, you,
I got so you diddle, skinny when we were
you diddle
together.
Your wife's vagina.
Yeah.
Do you think because you're so busy diddling hers that you forget about your, I just think.
I'm a giver. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Mother Teresa of the diddling
so many
over here.
Vaginas you could save, I guess, maybe.
Yeah. I
don't know. It's interesting.
Yeah. But I've just never, it's never been a big thing for me. Like I could really take it or leave it sex.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
This episode of Taste of Taylor is brought to you by Truly Hard Seltzer. If there's one thing my friends and I love to do on the weekends, and let's not lie, during the week as well, who am I kidding? It's have an ice cold hard seltzer. But let's get real. The usual packs and flavors are more dull than season 17 of The Real Housewives of OC. Oh my God, this last season of Orange County was so bad. Anyway, that's why we're so excited that Truly is shaking things up with their new party pack. Listen, Truly believes that life can be more refreshing when we can be real, let loose, embrace imperfection, and allow ourselves to be free from convention. That's why Truly has something for everyone in more than 30 unique flavors, including 3 lightly flavored mixed packs, berry, and new party pack. Truly Hard Seltzer's new party pack has a flavor for everyone, making it perfect for you and your friends. With 4 fan favorite flavors, including brand new raspberry. I love raspberry. It's got a little something for everyone. Bring it to wine night. Bring it to book club. Bring it to the gym. I mean, I would bring it to the gym. Okay, fine. Maybe don't bring it to the gym. But the point is, with this new pack, there's nowhere you can't bring the party. And each flavor is super light, crazy refreshing, and made with real fruit juice. And with only 5% ABV, 100 calories, and 1 gram of sugar in each can, Truly is the perfect drink to keep you on track with your New Year's resolution. To find Truly Hard Seltzer near you, go to trulyhardseltzer.com/locations. That's TRULYHARD. SELTZER.com/locations, LOCATIONS. One more time, trulyhardseltzer.com/locations. Truly Hard Seltzer, keep it light. Truly Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly. And now, back to the podcast.
Do you think if you liked your vagina more, you would diddle it more? Do you think you hate your own vagina?
I certainly hate my own vagina. Oh, my dad made me. My dad made me hate my vagina.
So why don't you beat the shit out of your vagina like it owes you money? Why don't you push your vagina against the locker?
What?
I don't know. I'm just thinking. I'm thinking like you hate it,
I should bully my
bully
vagina?
Your puss. Yeah, bully that puss. Yeah, put some rap music on, throw some Biggie on, and get after it. I think you're avoiding it because you hate it instead of attacking it. Maybe.
Yeah, I don't
know. Take your fear head on, and it's your own. I don't know what we're saying again. Look, I don't love my penis. Maybe that's why I don't. I'm not.
Do you think people like love their private parts?
There's definitely some people that love their private parts.
Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, it's probably their best thing. Some people.
Isn't that crazy how we're the weird ones? Think about this. Like people, like we're in this conversation, we're the weird ones for not like having major self-love for our privates. It's ridiculous.
I mean,
I'm going to sex shame everybody on this podcast today.
I guess we are, but what, we're sex shaming perfect
ourselves.
Pussies and huge dicks?
Exactly.
Well, I think they'll be okay.
No, I think people who love their privates are mentally disturbed.
Yeah. Disgusting.
People,
read a book.
And like, honestly, what a gift. What a gift to not be distracted by sex all the time, you know?
Oh, I mean, I should accomplish more.
Me too. Given how little energy is spent thinking about sex.
I had a tall friend. He was a bartender. And he goes, if I was short like you, I'd own my own business by now. I was like, oh, sorry, you're getting so much pussy. You don't have time to write up a business plan. Crapo. That was his name, Crapo.
Speaking, that's his real name?
Well, that was his nickname. I think his real name was Crapathon. I don't know what it was.
Speaking of short guys that get some, Jeremy Allen White, you want to talk about with me today? Do you want to say about him?
Well, now you make it seem like I really are.
Andrew texted me. I want to talk about Jeremy Allen White.
You know, some things are private. First of all, I saw him in the flesh.
No.
About a year ago now.
Here.
And good looking guy. I like Shameless. Like, he's a handsome man. Little man.
Lip can get it.
Yeah, lip.
Okay.
Yeah, lip's a sexy boy.
My Johnny piece works when lip is around. Listen, let me tell you.
Okay. I don't believe you.
You're right. I'm lying.
Yeah, right. And you saw a penguin. Okay. I believe you. I don't. I really don't. Little guy.
Yeah.
I get it. I mean, I saw the photos. Very jacked.
Yeah, Calvin Klein.
Yeah. I don't know what they do with the penis, though. I don't know if his penis is a halfie in there.
Oh, like they fluff him before they take a picture?
Yeah, and I think anything where it's not fluffed goes to the wayside. And they probably have some kind of Photoshop now for cocks.
They've got to.
Yeah.
Made you think that they maybe, like, I don't know, put, like, it's like a Wonder Bra of dicks on your dick?
Oh, like a little like stand kind of thing down there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure they have a little fluffer too. They probably have a whole team.
For the
each
penis.
Inch, yeah. They probably have a guy for each inch, or a girl.
How would your penis look in those underpants?
I mean, it depends. The white ones, that's tough. I mean, I'm worried more about like...
The butt?
Yeah, the butt. How my butt would look.
Oh, I thought you
meant... I'm going to shave my ass this week.
Please.
I've never done that. I've never had
that. Please.
So I have, I guess I don't know if I have a hairy ass, but I don't, I mean.
If Brenda shaved your.
Brenna. Yeah.
Did I just say Brenda?
If Brenda did, Brenna would be upset.
if Brenna shaved your ass.
Yeah.
Obviously it was hairy. Trust me, she's not going to elect herself to do that unless it is abso-fucking-lutely necessary.
Yeah.
And you didn't ask for it.
She only shaved one cheek though, which was funny. So then my ass like looked like a marble cookie. Kind of thing.
Oh, like a black and white cookie?
Yeah, black and white cookie.
Totally.
Yeah, yeah. And then I shaved the other half myself, and then I got razor burned, and now it's just a mess. So I don't want to be in those white... Fuck. I also don't want to be in with ass hair, because you can kind of like, you know, when... whatever.
Oh, like the hairs like poke through?
Yeah, poke. You don't want to poke.
Oh, my God. I was with my nephews over the holiday.
That looked great.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. I was with my family over the holidays, and I was wearing... these amazing yoga pants. I actually got, there was a Dear Media Summit in Austin last spring, and I got these sick pants. I can't remember who makes them. They're awesome. But I forgot to wear underpants, and I was scared my pubes were going to be poking out of the pants.
Oh, you don't want
poking my nephews in the face, because, you know, they're pube level.
I mean, I think that's a crime. But then again, you could say, look, I hate my pussy. This has nothing to do. The cops go, look, I haven't diddled my vagina in years. I'm not going to start with my nephew.
Yeah, give me a break.
Give me a break, officer.
No, you know, like when you like, you know, like kids
are like, we've seen your
here.
Pubes. We get it. We get you hate your pussy. We've seen what's down there. It's bad. It is bad. I think that it's like a bear at the zoo. Hey, yo, I'm doing a lot of callbacks. Anyhow, wait, what were you just saying? What were we talking about before?
Oh, I have a question.
Jeremy
about,
Allen White.
Yes, but I also have a question for you. So white underpants.
Yeah.
I feel like you just give me like skid mark vibes.
That's the meanest thing you've ever said to me. And I don't disagree with it. But I got a bidet that I drink out of. Yeah. No. I got a bidet. I did from Tushy or whatever. This feels like they sent me a free one. I hooked it up and now the water is like spilling. So I took it off. So we used it for like one day. Whatever. Anyhow.
Okay.
So I didn't have stretch marks for an hour. No. I use these flushable wipes now, which I heard aren't flushable. Everyone's yelling at me that they're not really flushable.
Everybody screams at me. I have so much flushable wipe shame. And now I'm addicted. I can't properly wipe my ass without a wet wipe.
What are we doing? Just paper?
It's so stupid.
It's
honestly,
so weird.
You know what you're admitting to me when you're up my butt, pun intended, about my flushable wipes? You're telling me you got a crusty, poopy
dusty
butthole.
Yeah.
That's what you got. I got a little sweet,
yeah,
you know,
sure,
baby bum.
Sure. Climate change will happen because my asshole is clean. Is that what you're telling me?
The planet is fucked. You know what's not going to be? My asshole.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know what?
Maybe it will because it's so nice and clean.
We don't love our front privates, but man, oh man, do we treat our buttholes like the queens
we.
That they are.
You can't say we here.
We're both using wet wipes on our tushies.
That doesn't mean. Look, what's
that's love.
Yeah. I wish. I don't like my butt.
Okay.
My butthole. But we don't have to get into my butthole. I think we got into my butthole
I always try to get into your butthole. Yeah.
So Jeremy Allen White, the big thing with him was no belly button. People were losing their mind.
Oh my God, like Emrata. She has no belly button. Do you think they're related?
She has all belly button.
Oh, she has the deepest belly button?
She has like a wide belly button.
Hold on, give me a second. Let me look this up.
It's very wide. I don't know how deep it is.
Emrata. Rata.
Belly button.
You know what I also hate about myself? My fat fingers. Emrata. I can't spell anything. It keeps going to eat miata. Emrata belly button. Okay, let's see. Yeah, learning mtoday.com.
Yeah.
Emily Ratajkowski on learning to love her weird belly button. Yeah, you're right. It's a deep one.
You know when your belly button is your worst part about you, you're doing okay.
Oh, not to belly button shame, but you know what?
Please
this,
do.
This makes me believe in God because if she got to be perfect without any flaws, yeah, that's not fair.
It's like Megan Fox has weird toes, right?
Do you see it? Can you see it?
Yeah, it's not good.
It's not great, Andrew.
But that's how good the rest is, I guess.
It looks like it has a clit. She's got a clip belly button.
She has like, yeah, six belly buttons. It's like a one of those little like Chinese, like
those Russian dolls. Thing.
Yeah, Russian dolls. Chinese Russian dolls. Yeah. So Jeremy Allen, apparently no belly button.
Huh.
People make a big deal. I wonder if he Photoshop it out, but it'd be a weird thing to photo. I think he's that ripped where it's like an innie or like an outie that doesn't showy.
Would you make out with Jeremy Allen White?
No, I'm an engaged man. But if I wasn't, I still know.
But he's my hall pass. That's why I ask.
Oh, okay.
I would make out with him.
Yeah.
Who's your hall pass?
Girl or guy?
Whatever you want.
No, I don't have a hall pass. We have never had that conversation.
But like, if you could, just give me one.
Probably Brenna's sister. No. who's pregnant.
And that's exactly why. It was never before, but
it couldn't be my kid. Yeah. The only one you could have sex with is my sister who's pregnant already because you can impregnate her. I would. It's so tough now. There's no A-list actors anymore, or I'm too old.
It's true.
You know, it's like a boring answer. Natalie Portman.
Oh my God. Does that mean you want to fuck me?
Not Portman.
Do you know who said I look like Natalie Portman?
You. Just you.
Yeah, me. And Taylor Swift.
You met Taylor Swift and she said you look like Natalie Portman.
Andrew.
This is how I know you're lying.
Pass me that. Andrew.
Yes. Taylor.
Not only did I interview Natalie Portman, not only did I interview
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift.
When did this happen? This is early in her career.
I interviewed her so early, okay? Yeah. So fucking early.
That she lied to you. That she was trying to impress you because she was insecure.
Facts.
And she had like teardrops on her guitar.
Facts.
And she lied to you about Natalie.
Facts.
Yeah.
I didn't even know who she was.
Yeah.
Like, Sirius was like, there's this girl you have to go to interview. And I was like, I can't, I don't know her. And they were like, it's country. And I was like, oh, country. I was like panicking. She could tell. I didn't know who she was. Super awesome interview. And afterwards, she signed a picture for me. And I was like, what's your name again? And she signed it to, God, literally my Tay just gave it to me for Christmas. She like found the picture. I thought I lost it. She found it and fucking framed it for me. But it's like a headshot of Taylor Swift. And she wrote it to Taylor in parentheses, who looks just like Natalie Portman.
Wow.
And then it's like from the other Taylor. And she put some respect on my name, bitch.
Damn.
Damn.
Okay. I stand corrected.
Yeah.
I guess you look different back then.
Facts. Who's your celebrity doppelganger, Andrew?
I get a few. Jimmy Kimmel.
Okay, you're better looking than Jimmy Kimmel.
I'll take that.
Yeah.
Liev Schreiber.
Holy fuck.
I've gotten that. And I've gotten one other one. Oh, Jeff Saturday, who's a football player for the Colts.
I don't know him.
It's weird when you can look like three different other guys.
Do they look like each other?
No, that's the weird part.
Huh.
I mean, they have brown hair.
Yeah.
You wouldn't say Jeff Saturday looks like Liev Schreiber, but you would say Andrew Collins looks like Liev Schreiber and Jeff Saturday. It's weird.
Someone said I look like Lily Sobieski.
I don't know who that is.
I don't like it. I don't know nothing.
What's her belly button like?
Horrible. Also, speaking of looks, you look good.
I've been doing this workout. I've been drinking water. Have you heard of this?
No, I don't know what that means.
I don't even want to say the words because whenever I say what I'm doing, I want to knock out my own teeth.
What are you doing?
It's called, 75 hard.
Yuck. That's disgusting. Get out of my studio.
I would knock out my teeth if I had any. I would knock out my imaginary teeth. That's how mad I am.
What is this?
It's a midlife crisis. That's
it is
what
a midlife
is.
Crisis. This episode of Taste of Taylor is brought to you by eHarmony. Finding someone who gets you is hard, right? Yeah, it is hard. And guess what? You're not alone. That's because we're human and there's a lot of different peeps out there. Which is why eHarmony's personality-based dating app helps you find someone you can be your whole self with. Someone you can be fully comfortable with. I am a unique individual. So trust me, it has not been easy for me to find somebody in a romantic relationship who really got me. I mean, my wife, she totally gets me. But everyone I dated, and or married before, I kind of had to like change who I was for them. I mean, they didn't ask me to, but like I was like, who did they want me to be? And I would like totally change my personality. I mean, I wore wool socks, Birkenstocks, and a hemp maxi skirt and listened to the Disco Biscuits for my high school boyfriend. Okay, if that doesn't say that I was totally losing myself in relationships, I don't know what else does. And I will say that not being myself in relationships totally sucked. And I now can see that because being fully myself, letting my freak flag fly, it is the most liberating thing ever. I love it so much. And honestly, everyone deserves it. And that's what true connection and compatibility are all about. Being seen, being heard, and being understood. And that's why more people are turning to eHarmony. When you're matched based on personality, you're already one step ahead when it comes to getting to know one another. So try eHarmony and get started today for free. eHarmony. Get who gets you. And now back to the podcast.
When nothing else is going on in your life, good.
Yeah.
The only thing you can do is get in shape or get very out of shape. Those are the only things you can do.
It's true.
So I chose to get in shape. I'm doing this thing. Okay. You got to do. I know everyone hates me now. 45 minute workout outside.
Every day?
45 minute workout inside.
That's so, you're a loser.
Gallon of water.
I don't need to hear anymore.
No cheat meals.
What's
no alcohol?
Oh, what?
Stick to a diet.
You're back on no alcohol again, Andrew. God.
Take a photo of yourself every day.
Oh, this is like, yeah. Wait.
And don't walk around with a cum hand. That's the hardest one. That's a weird specific one. I'm no, like, who wrote
be
this?
Clear. This diet absolutely sounds like you're allowed to have a cum hand because this is the Chad Brad diet.
It's a very Chad.
It's so it's very douchey.
It's the douchiest thing I've ever done.
Where'd you find
it?
It's
fantastic.
Where'd you find it?
It's all over TikTok. At least what I look at. Other men that are jacked with small belly buttons named Jeremy. I'm not gay.
Why did you want to talk about Jeremy Allen White?
Just Andrew? A lot of people are talking about it.
You think it's cool?
I just think he probably does hard 75 too.
I knew it.
I'm 75 and hard for Jeremy, if you know what I mean.
I do know what you mean. That's what I'm trying to get to the whole time.
I'm not gay.
Come on. Come out with me. Come on, Andrew.
It would be fun.
We would have so much fun.
There'd be nothing funnier than getting it. My girlfriend really did ask if I was gay.
Your fiance.
Yeah, fiance.
Well, as she was shaving your butt, helping you towards...
That's true.
That side
it is
of
weird
life.
When I asked her. I was like, how would it look if you were fucking me in the ass and your name was Jeremy? I remember saying that to her. And she was like, are you gay? I'm like, what would make you think?
How is engaged life?
It's the same. It's the same. I mean, I told you we're moving to New York 100%, and now I don't know if we're moving anymore.
Yeah, what the fuck? Like, way to blue ball me.
I know, I'm blueing it up.
So you were supposed to move to New York.
She got the job of her life.
Was she going after it or did it kind of just like fall on her lap?
No, it's kind of going after it because so she went to esthetician school. I can't say the word.
Right.
It's face stuff, I think. Lotion on the face, facials. So anyway, she's an esthetician and
an esthetician.
Esthetician.
No, an esthetician.
An esthetician. No. Robitussin. So she's an esthetician now, and she went to school. She passed the state test.
Oh, that's big.
So she passes the state test, and I'm like, oh, by the way, we're moving to New York. So then she has to take the state test again, and then she has to do something with a mannequin. I don't know. Whatever. They don't have belly buttons. So I was like, you know what? We're not leaving for a few months. Why don't you? Oh, so, okay. So we like stopped by this small little facial place out in Outwater Village randomly.
Okay.
We just walked in.
Okay.
We were on a hike, like the cheesiest shit ever. And we walk in, there's just this little blonde girl who runs it. It's her own shop, one bed, uh-huh. Private place.
Uh-huh.
Was the nicest girl on earth. And Brenna, like, became like really like friendly with her just within just stopping by.
Right.
They follow
like
each other on Instagram.
Meant to be.
It was kind of like I could see them on a poster together. One has blonde hair, one has brown hair.
Yeah.
They would like, they're both like, it would be perfect promotion.
Yep.
I could see it. And I remember we left there going, I could see this being like a thing.
It's like universe stuff. It's like when you know, you
weird.
Know, right?
It's weird.
I believe in the universe. I'm not an LA person, but I really am kind of woo woo when it comes to like the universe will literally, I think the difference between successful people and not successful people are, think the world is constantly throwing opportunity at us and, or like just signs of like doing something, yes or no. And when the universe says, here's the thing, you just, open. You got to just follow it and trust it and do it.
75 hard.
Yep. 75 hard.
For
you got
sure.
It.
So then for 6 months, she's in school. They follow each other on Instagram. They're writing back and forth a little bit. And I'm like, I really think she wants to hire you. By the way, this girl has become like big off of like someone off TikTok, whatever. She's booked out for months.
No way.
Yeah. Like, so Brennan Paz finally, we stop by. She has like a year anniversary party. We stop by there to show face.
Right.
Whatever. Randomly, Brennan gets a job offer New Year's Eve.
No.
To work there at her like dream spot. Literally met with her yesterday. It went incredibly well.
No way.
The girl's like, well, I'll give you as many hours as you want. We were worried about that at first. And then the girl has her own fucking skincare line, too, that's all constantly sold out because she makes the stuff herself. So she's going to teach Brenna how to make skincare stuff,
too. It's the dream.
It really is the dream. And it's like, you know, I don't know. It was just one of those things where I'm like, yeah, we'll stay because this is exactly what you want. Like, that's the whole point of being a good partner.
I think this year, 2024, please, I don't want to be wrong. I have to be right. I think that this is going to be the year of like insane opportunity for everybody in one way or another. Like, I think things are just going to fall into people's laps.
I like how I thought you were going to say me. And you, I don't know if you were planning on saying me and then you backed off of it.
I mean, everybody. You
well,
too.
Everybody's so open, Taylor. Like, everybody.
What do you mean?
You can't say it's for everybody. Then you can't be wrong. It's not like you're making like a big everybody.
Fine.
Okay.
For
actually, that
Brenna.
Is kind of a big thing. Natalie Portman and you. I guess for everybody.
Okay.
I get what you're saying.
Fine. I think this is a year. So, you know, everyone's doing like the ins and outs of 2023 to 2024.
Okay.
So I think what's in this year is like listening to the universe. I think the universe is going to be slopping, you know, sloppy joes on everybody's fucking lunch tray. And just like keep an eye out because your sloppy joe's coming, bitch.
You know why I think?
Why?
So when we got out of COVID, everyone was getting, the universe was like, we're open. Everyone's making money. You can sell your car for five times more than it's worth for some reason. Like everything was like, everyone was getting something. And then the world adjusted and we're like, no, fuck you. You're really not getting anything.
Yeah.
And then I think we're rebounding from that, from the universe. It's like
in a good way.
In a good way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cause like, I just got this deal with Weight Watchers. That was fucking awesome. It came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And then this thing with Brennan like comes out of nowhere.
Yeah. Go visit her. Should I promote the place?
I don't know.
Don't murder.
Promoted.
Don't murder her.
Please, this is only if you want to go get business. Please don't go and murder people.
Please
there.
Don't murder her. It'll be so annoying. But if you want to murder her and you want to Venmo me, it's called a BB
great
soft
promotion.
Skin. BB soft skin.
BB soft skin.
In Atwater Village. Go see Brenna LaRock. She'll be starting next Tuesday.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I love this. This is awesome. Okay, I was really bummed that you weren't moving to New York, but you know what? This is, if there's a reason why you're not going to go, this is the reason.
Dude, I'm so, I hope that she fucking kills it and I will not do anything.
I was going to say, how would you feel?
She'll leave me.
About being the, like, how would you feel if Brenna was the breadwinner?
It'd be the best thing on earth. Other than the fact that she doesn't respect me and she'll cheat on me.
And leave you.
But other than that, it's the best thing ever.
So speaking of relationships and working.
She got fired.
So
she's a bad employee.
Yep. She's horrible and she's an asshole to people. And so she had to get fired.
Yeah.
Illiterate.
Yeah. Speaks with a weird stutter. It's not really a stutter, but it's annoying. Yeah.
So
I get why she's fired.
Yeah, totally. So she was furloughed. Fuck off, Andrew.
Yeah.
And so it was in like November, December. And she's like, I'm not going to fucking find a job. In November and December, it's the holidays. Everyone's checked out. So I was like, just work with me full time. Like, she always has worked with me since we met. Like, we were working together before we even dated. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But she has been less involved when she has like a full time job. So she was just like all in for 2 months and it was awesome. So then in the new year, I was like, okay, are you going to like go get a job now, please?
Oh, you don't want her around anymore.
And she was like upset. And she was like, I thought I did a good job. Like, why? And I'm like, you're great, but we need this thing called money. And yeah. you were bringing in like a decent amount. Like, I'm definitely the breadwinner, but like, she had a fucking good job. And now I'm paying for health care. So, you know, anyway, and she's the one that wants a baby. Ugh. And I'm like, you want these expensive things?
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me?
You want to get pregnant? Go get a job.
Literally.
Go work construction.
Literally. Ugh. So, yeah, go be a fluffer for Jeremy Allen White. You know?
I think she realized how easy your job was.
100%.
Yeah. And then she's like, now you're going to send me out to fucking work
do a real
nine
job
to five again in
fuck
a cubicle?
That.
No, I'm going to work for you.
So we are doing a trial run where she is going to manage me for 6 months. And we're going to see how much deals she can bring in and how.
Now, do you have to pay her?
You know, we haven't quite worked that out,
That's
Andrew.
That's the hard part.
I know, right?
Like, how do you set apart 5% for her or 10% for her?
Well, so on this deal I just did for yeah. Weight Watchers, I'm giving her 10% commission. She's a manager. That's what a manager gets.
Did she manage this deal?
She managed the fuck out of it.
Oh, okay.
She really was amazing. She has been amazing. So I'm like, let's fucking rock and roll.
It's hard when you mix it.
I'm scared.
Yeah.
What are you, I mean, could you?
I do a podcast with Brenna.
I know you do. Yeah, and?
Puddles with Andrew and Brenna.
Good plug. That was seamless,
strong.
Andrew.
Yeah. You couldn't even tell. It's a podcast we do. Puddles with Andrew and Brenna.
How is it working with her?
It's great.
You love it.
Well, it's also not like a full time. Like, if it was anything more than what it is right now, we'd probably kill each other.
Right.
But it's once a week. We don't, you know, we don't even do a Patreon. So yep. It's like, as it stands right now, I have a good producer. So Brennan just lets show up and yeah. be funny and yeah. like, that's it.
Yeah.
You know?
So this could be I just wanted to announce that this is the beginning of the end of my marriage.
And probably. She's going to take more than 10%. She'll start with 10.
Well, that's the thing is it's like, I said, you bring in a deal or you get your hands all over a deal.
But does she
you get
want,
slutty yeah. with that deal, I'll give you 10%.
So what, bring you brand deals?
Fuck yeah.
Nice. She want to be my manager?
Maybe. Right? Why the fuck not?
Honestly. I'll talk to her.
I mean, it's kind of genius.
Yeah. You keep it on and then like you're giving her 10%, but really you're just giving yourself 10%.
Literally.
And then you go, look, how about that money I gave you? You're paying for dinner.
Literally.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
This episode of
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Taste of Taylor is brought to you by Thrive Market. I love Thrive Market. Okay, it's a new year. New year, new me. Honestly, it's usually like new year, same me. But this year, the new me is I am not going to order in takeout. It's so unhealthy and it's so expensive and it's not even that good if I'm being honest. So that's the resolution I'm sticking to this year. And thanks to Thrive Market, I am thriving in this New Year's resolution. So Thrive Market is my go-to for all my grocery and household essentials. And on top of them having amazing brands and affordable prices for fantastic brands, it's so convenient. I get everything I need online and then it's quickly shipped to my doorstep. When I say it's a huge time saver, I mean, there are no words. Not only is cooking like hard and time consuming, but the shopping, OMG. First of all, it's freezing outside. So I have to walk outside. I don't think so. Then I have to push a cart. Yes, a cart, because I live in a city to not just one grocery store, but a plethora of grocery stores. It's exhausting. It's time consuming. And I'm like literally setting myself up for failure. So I failed every year, but every year I didn't have my Thrive Market. And now I do. And with Thrive Market, I am going to nail this resolution this year. So aside from being insanely convenient, Thrive Market carries brands with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. They actually restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories, which is so important. And I can use their on-site filters to suit my lifestyle needs. So whether you're looking for organic kid snacks, low sugar alternatives, or gluten-free pantry essentials, you can curate your own shopping experience with a few clicks. And Thrive Market is so affordable. As a Thrive Market member, I save money on every single grocery order. On average, I save about 30% each time. It's unbelievable. And they have a deals page that changes daily and always has some of my favorite brands on that deals page. Like, for example, Rao's marinara sauce is luxury, honey. And I've bought it in the past, but it's kind of been a splurge. Honey, I make a mean English muffin pizza with Rao's marinara sauce, not to brag. And I love this part too. When you join Thrive Market, you are also helping a family in need with their one-for-one membership matching program. So you join and they give. So what are you waiting for? Join in on the savings with Thrive Market today and get 30% off your first order plus a free $60 gift. Go to thrivemarket.com/tasteoftaylor for 30% off your first order plus a free $60 gift. That's T-H-R-I-V-E market.com/tasteoftaylor. Yeah, just like the podcast. thrivemarket.com/tasteoftaylor. And now back to the podcast. Like she even
not
was
a
saying,
Brenna. She's like, I want to get pregnant. I'm like, sorry, you have a better job than me. What do you want?
Yeah, exactly.
You want another baby? How about me? I'm the baby.
No, I'm the baby. That's why I think this managing thing is going to work out real well, because like now her whole job is me.
Yeah.
You're me, the baby. Me.
Well, I don't know how this works then, because if I'm the baby and I'm not the breadwinner, but you're the breadwinner and you're the baby. This is tough. We're both babies on the other side.
with our flushable wipes that don't want flush.
Wipe my ass.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, why can't I just be her baby forever? So rude.
I don't know. I think she wants... she probably wants something like 5 years old that there's a reason why it's acting that age. She's sick of you not having an excuse for your behavior. I think that's what it is.
Yeah, when she told me about a credit card debt, she was like, I really didn't think you would take it that well. And I was like, I'm like throwing a fucking parade. Yeah. I was thrilled.
You're like, okay, maybe we can move some things around because I really want this baby. How much is the debt? I mean, the debt can't be that. What is it, 15?
I don't talk about it. I will say this. I was like... But
I can't
how?
Be mad about debt because I'm in debt. I messed up with the, I don't want to say
what you did. What
I might get arrested. I might go to jail. Like not even in a fun way.
I'll bail you out. And they'll be like, we can't have a baby for you 6 more months because we have to bail out Andrew. So it's for the sake of Taste of Taylor.
We'll use your credit card.
The people.
She's like, I don't have it anymore. That's why I married you. That's probably why she married you. She was in debt. She didn't want to be with you.
100%.
Yeah, I know. I got in debt because I made money in real estate and I didn't pay my taxes. And
whoops, so
then,
daisies.
Yeah. Then I didn't do it for like 9 years and then I probably could have got away with it. But then I ended up filing and then they got me. And now I'm paying monthly.
That sucks.
It's the worst. I don't know what I was thinking, making money, being successful.
See,
the worst thing about making money is you have to... pay taxes.
It's the worst.
I know. Well, maybe there's worse things, but I can't think of any.
You should be on Selling Sunset. They really should add you.
I know. I'm better than those two little bald weirdos.
Oh, I forgot we talked about them. Yeah. As I saw your face, just like you hate them. They make you so crazy.
I just hate. They're so confident when they shouldn't be. Even stacked on top of each other, they're not a man.
True. Yeah. I really though, I like don't want them to ever hear us talk shit because like the way I would kill to be one of their real estate agents, there are no words.
I'm sorry, they're not hiring you.
No, they're definitely not.
Maybe actually this Weight Watchers thing.
Right?
In 6 months, you could be dead.
Like, we should hire that girl who looks just like Natalie Portman.
Dude, identical. Taylor Swift will tell them. She'll write the resume.
Yeah, exactly. What would my song be though? Because you know, like the songs are so sassy.
Oh.
We are here. At lunch, you can't sit with us because you're poor. The songs are so The lyrics are the craziest lyrics I've ever heard of anything in my entire life.
I hate, dude, it's insanity. And I've seen some TikToks where the person like is bragging about like, oh, my song won, you know, shitty one verse song of the year for fucking selling fucking Housewives, son, whatever. It's like, selling it's always Housewives. Like when you, I don't know, when you're down and out and you're feeling sad and you need a house, call Brad. Yeah.
No, it's more like this.
Oh, yeah, that rhymes too much.
No, it's more like, I've got my heel. You look my way. It makes no sense. It's all about being in high heels, shiny cars, like cool outfits. You can't sit with us. There's always like a level of like exclusivity to everything.
I don't know if that music really added up there. It's usually that or they're ordered. They go, it's like that music. And then they go, I'm going to get the veal parmesan. That's the whole show.
No, no. They're
the
like,
whole
I'll,
show
take,
is
I'll
food.
Take a chocolate chip muffin at a literal coffee shop in like head to toe Louis Vuitton couture. Ridiculous.
What I would do for a bus to just run them all over.
Do you think that question, watching Selling Sunset makes me so depressed because the real estate is so expensive and they're like shanties, like in not in Beverly Hills or in LA, but the OC one selling, what is it? Selling the OC.
Yeah.
They'll like show like, they'll be like this beach bungalow. It's like a one fucking bedroom, one and a half bath, like house literally with no yard and a neighbor. It's basically like a double family home, essentially glorified. And it's like $3.5 million. I'm like, you're kidding me, right?
Well, first of all, I don't even know if they're really selling these places. I mean, I don't know if any of it's real.
Right?
It's none of it's real.
I hope it's all fake because it really stresses me the fuck out.
Can you imagine these people even filling out a contract?
No.
No. I don't see them getting their real estate license. I don't think a lot of them have their license.
I feel like they do. That I do buy.
I don't.
Andrew.
I sell.
Andrew, you had a real estate license, okay?
That's like one of the best arguments you've ever had. In fairness, I failed the first time. It was embarrassing.
Yeah.
Pretty funny story, actually. I went to Orlando. I had the test, and I was like, I'm going to change my life.
What's
like
Orlando?
Orlando, the town.
Orlando?
Orlando? I've only lived in Florida my whole life.
Orlando.
Orlando.
Orlando. Our Orlando?
Not yours.
Not mine.
Or.
Our. My Lando?
Some words.
Your Lando. Orlando.
Orlando. Orlando. It might be or.
It is.
Orlando. Orlando. Wow. Miami. So. Anyhow.
Don't make me laugh. My sky is going to explode.
Trust me, I've been fucking worried about that thing.
Oh, but my sty just exploding and shooting over to you, into your cum hand.
I don't know. I don't even think my hand could save me. So I was in Orlando. Boozy bitch. You boozy bitch. So, that's how the fucking rich people say it. Or you mean people without a speech impediment? Whatever, your wife got fired. Your wife got fired. And she has a speech impediment that I made up.
No, she really actually is very insecure that she mumbles, so she's going to hate you forever now.
Oh.
You just met her today. Good job.
Well.
You fucking asshole.
She yells at me. I not understand her. What did you say? What did you say? What did you say? What did you say to me? You want to be my manager? I don't know how she's going to close deals with that mumble. But she's like, you know what? I'm going to play hardball. I'm just going to email him because I can't close over the phone.
Old marble mouth
Old
over
marble
here.
Marble mouth over here. She's like, I got you $4.
We owe them credit card debt back.
Can't have a baby. So I'm in Orlando and I end up meeting a, this is embarrassing, but I met a girl in an AOL chat room.
Andrew.
Yeah. And I didn't even know what she looked like. I didn't know anything. She lived in like the sticks in Florida. Like she didn't even live in Orlando. She lived outside Orlando. So I'm staying at my buddy's Rusty's. This girl, I decide.
Your buddy Rusty?
Yeah, my buddy Rusty. Who's with his girlfriend. And we're like, we'll go on a double date. And so I was like, I went on a blind date. This girl came and she didn't look like how she described at all.
How did she describe?
Blonde, like hot. I don't know. Like, I forget exactly what it was, but like blue eyes and I have, you know, blonde hair and just, and this is all in a chat room. Like, I'm just hearing doors.
Shocking that something that happened in a chat room didn't actually match real life.
Yeah. It's weird.
It's totally strange. So then she said she was like hot, blonde, blue eye, whatever. And then one of the twins from Selling Sunset shows up in a wig.
Without a wig. She shows up and she's not like, it's not, it just wasn't what was said to me. I probably wasn't what I said to her.
I'm not going
to
help you. I want you to go through this alone.
Look, I probably said I was 5'10 and I'm 5'9 and a half, 5'8, I'm 4'11. So, and I told her also I'm big in real estate. I haven't taken my license yet. Failed. So I end up, we have a Nextels back then.
Oh my God. Yes. Blast from the past.
And Rusty hid his, I forget exactly what he did, but he like hid his Nextel in the couch somewhere.
Rusty.
And they were like outside and I was inside with this blind date. She's like, he's like, I got a little penis. Like crazy things. And she's just like, are you completely fucking with me? She ends up leaving. I'm like kind of depressed. I think we end up going out to like 4 a.m. getting fucked up. And I end up failing the real estate test the next day.
No.
And I blame the AOL chat room.
You should sue them.
I did. They won.
Shocking.
They're good. Weird. Yeah. No, the real estate test, you only needed like a 72 and I failed.
That's pathetic. Like, I mean, where I grew up, 72 was failing. C's were F's in my house.
Yeah, C's were F's.
Were F's.
I think C's were F's in my house, too.
I don't believe it.
I might be lying. No, my dad would get real angry. Like, the one time he'd show up is to yell about the report card.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, where were you the last 7 months? You care that my effort is bad? Your effort's bad. I give you a 3 in effort for being here. Sorry you're saving cancer patients, Dad. My dad's a cancer doctor, by the way, and apparently they were more important than his own son's.
Yeah, you know what? Doctors' kids are deeply neglected, and nobody talks about it. No one talks about our struggle.
No one talks about our struggle. Oh, what? Because we have a brand new car and everything we want? You don't get it.
Our cuts hurt, too. Oh, man, look at us. Our parents, their dads are doctors, and look at us.
This is what happens.
Our dads are jealous of us, Andrew.
No, they're not. Just because we're younger.
No. That is it. We're living a great time, Andrew.
No, I'm not. I'm doing hard 75 just to feel alive. I'm drinking a gallon of water a day like a camel.
But damn, you look good.
Thanks.
Also, thank you for saying how good I look. I appreciate it.
I said it off camera.
Yeah, say on camera, bitch.
Can't be forced.
You said, do you weigh 10 pounds? And I said, my goal weight is 3.
I mean, you're wearing a straight up see-through long-sleeve shirt.
I'm showing you my nipples.
I mean, it's a strong choice.
I can't control what my nipples do, Andrew.
I mean, I think you can.
No, I can't.
I mean, that sounds like someone that is just forcing themselves on someone. And then gaslighting them. I feel like that's what's happening. So you said you had a story about this watch.
Oh, you want to hear a story about my watch?
Have you told the story before? Because we could talk about Saltburn if you want.
We could talk about Saltburn. We could also talk about New Year's resolutions. According to Andrew, this is what we could do. Saltburn, Jeremy Allen White, New Year's resolutions, just some ideas, weed.
You know, let's talk about just some ideas. Let's get into that.
Yeah, that was my favorite topic. Just some ideas. Go.
How about Saltburn?
Saltburn, talk about.
What did we think?
Not relating to something. I can promise you I've never fucked a grave before.
I fucked.
I'm scared, Andrew.
Not below ground. Just one of the wall ones. What if you cremated, like if you put your dick inside an urn?
Ooh, it's dark.
What would have been creepier?
I have never seen you smile like this in my entire life.
I have been watching a lot of Walking Dead, so my brain is really fucked up. We've watched literally, I'm not even kidding, 85 episodes of Walking Dead in a row. It's bad. So I don't really see life in a great way right now. But
I think it's really romantic if you have sex with cremated ashes. It's very sweet.
If you put your dick in an urn, there's something hilarious about it where it doesn't feel as creepy as laying down and fucking the sand. Now, granted, it was raining in his defense. So the sand was kind of like an
moist.
Acid. A moist, yeah.
A moist.
Yeah, it would be weird if it was just dry dirt. Can you blame the guy? It's like you with your own thingy.
With what?
With your own vajayjay.
My vagina piece?
Yeah, if it rained a little on there, maybe you would enjoy it. It's weird. Certain things that people like really like. I thought the bathtub scene kind of hit me a little bit harder than the grave scene for some reason.
I agree. I take that back. I absolutely disagree.
Interesting.
People were freaking out over the bathtub scene.
I thought they were freaking out more about the grave scene.
Mm-mm. And I said, why is everybody obsessed with the bathtub when we got the situation with the grave going on? Wait, remind me of the bathtub. I blocked it. Maybe it was traumatic.
The tall one jerked off.
Yeah. And then he licked the drain or some shit?
Yeah, whatever was left over before it went down the drain, he sucked it up.
Been there, done that.
So you got to get your 75 hard water somehow. No, you've never done that.
Yeah.
Going down on the girl when she was on her period.
That was horrific.
Putting the blood in her mouth.
As a lesbian, I get to speak to this, okay?
Okay.
Because we partake in such activity, like that, you know, like I can speak to. And that was foul. That was so, and that's not sex shaming, okay? Earlier, we were sex shaming.
Something about so animalistic about a guy being like, I don't care that you're bleeding. I don't care what the hell's going on down there. I want you so bad. I'm going to fucking.
What do you think, skid marks?
First of all, I wear black underwear to cover my tracks. I don't know if I have skiddies. I think at one point I definitely, there were always like one kid who like had skid marks.
Skid mark kid.
Oh, yeah.
I knew a kid that used to have to throw his underwear away.
I threw my underwear away in college because I would dry hump until I orgasm. That was the thing.
Why don't you just wash them?
The shame.
I feel that. I totally get it.
I would just walk back home with just wet boxers. I guess I'd wash them sometimes. I didn't wash a lot. I'm not a big washer. I would buy a lot of new socks and underwear and just refill. It was bad. At one point, my roommate in college, freshman year, took all my clothes and like threatened to light them all on fire and threw them out in the hallway. I was not a good roommate.
I believe that.
They put anchovies under my bed. I had no idea.
Oh, my God.
Joke's on you.
Joke's on you.
Joke's on you.
How long were they there for?
They didn't start as anchovies. They were just regular fish. And over time, they got salty. Yeah, it was bad. Yeah. Dude, that reminds me of my older brother one time played a prank on me. And I was like 10 and he was like 13 and he's the smart, successful one.
Right.
Even back then. And he had the waiter bring out sour cream.
Okay.
And told me it was ice cream.
Okay.
And was like, oh, I got you. And I ate the whole bowl.
Joke's on you, motherfucker.
Joke's on you, bitch, because I fucking asked for seconds.
Low key, sour cream is 1,000 times better than ice cream.
Dude, sour cream. I had a sour cream replacement last night, and I still lose my mind over sour cream.
What's a sour cream replacement?
It's a dairy-free kind of Whole Foods
thing.
Are
you fucking vegan? Andrew, we're done. The end. Hope you guys enjoyed this last podcast we're ever going to do together.
First of all,
you're staying in LA. You're doing 23andMe workout, and you're fucking, you're non-dairy. You're fucking vegan. You've gone to the dark side, my friend.
I look great.
You look amazing.
I feel great. Feel great. I'll be broke and I won't be funny anymore. And I'm not good looking enough to make money off of it. But for about 3.5 weeks, I'll be a star that no one will know about. What were you saying? No, I'm not vegan. We just didn't want the dairy. I don't know. Because we had, I don't know.
Andrew, that's called being vegan.
I guess. No, but I think we put cheese on the taco.
Okay, that's fine.
I'm sorry. I got in the way of a good rant about sour cream and how much we love it.
We just love sour cream.
Some people don't like sour cream. It's the same people that don't like mayonnaise. Fuck yourself.
You know what? I just recently got back into mayonnaise, and I can't believe I went so long without it. Mayonnaise is the tits.
Our friend Heather McMahon had a very strong rant on people that don't like mayonnaise.
That don't like mayonnaise.
Over there. Yeah.
They should get over themselves.
Yeah. I get chicken salad just for the mayonnaise. Take the chicken out.
When I was growing up, my mom would make me an after-school snack. Are you ready?
Mayonnaise sandwich on white bread.
Yo, bro. Even worse. Fucking banana cut in half with mayonnaise and peanut butter on top.
Okay. This is how you ended up looking like Portman.
That's my murder trait.
Dude, what were our moms doing?
They weren't okay.
Wait, who? How did you stumble on that? Mayonnaise, peanut butter. Like, whose choice was that?
My
was
muffner.
That her choice?
It was my muffner.
What's that mean? You'll be quiet? Like a muffler? Like you'll shut the fuck up?
No, my grandmother, we called her muffner. Asked for us to call her muffner.
Okay.
And now I'm a lesbian.
Oh, because of the muff?
Just saying. I don't know.
Maybe.
I mean, isn't that a weird thing to ask to be called?
That is weird. Muffner. What was her real name?
Barbara.
It's better.
Rest in peace.
Muffner's better.
Muffner and her mayo. You know what I'm saying?
So wait. So do you don't remember how you stumbled on this treat? I don't know.
No, my mom made it for me, but I don't know how my mom stumbled upon this treat.
I had a kid in college and he put mayonnaise on Chinese food.
No.
He put mayonnaise. This is where it gets.
Okay. This is going too far.
Yeah.
There's a mayonnaise spectrum, Andrew. And the people that hate mayonnaise are just as egregious as this guy.
Okay, if this scene was in Saltburn, people would be like, all right, enough. Enough. If they cut to the guy putting mayonnaise on Chef Boyardee, like the Chef Boyardee ravioli, out of the can, not cooked.
No.
Mayo just right on top.
No.
So, needless to say, mayonnaise is fantastic. You know what my mom would make me?
What?
She'd make me bologna, American cheese, mayonnaise, yellow mustard on white bread.
Honestly,
cut in half.
It sounds delightful. Half or diagonals?
Diagonals.
That's cool.
Dude, it was so good.
Crust, no crust.
So simple. Crust.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
People cut off crust.
Losers.
They don't eat pussy.
Totes.
That sandwich, there's something about the simplicity of a home sandwich versus a sub. Oh, you're going to put fucking...
Nope.
Oil and vinegar and all this extra shit. No, just give me meat, cheese, white bread.
I have a secret. It's going to blow your mind. I learned this Thanksgiving. A turkey sandwich with like romaine lettuce, like crisp. Like a good lettuce. Yeah.
Got to get that crunch, that middle part.
You got it.
Yeah, the vein.
Yeah, you need that veiny vein right there. Yeah. You want to flatten it. It goes like this.
Oh, yeah.
And then you put like some fresh tomatoes, like just a couple thin slices. Okay.
Very thin.
A little mayo.
You're starting to get into deli sandwich.
A little Dijon.
Are you stopping anytime soon? Because you're getting into deli.
No cheese.
Okay.
I'm telling you.
Interesting.
I've done extensive research.
Are you dairy free?
No. I'm not like you, traitor.
Joe's. So that sounds like a good sandwich. You know
I'm
what's a good
you,
sandwich?
It's the bomb. What?
Day after Thanksgiving, potato roll.
Yeah.
Turkey.
Yeah.
Mayo.
Yeah.
That's it.
Thank you. I was holding my breath. No fucking cranberry.
No, but you're
no fucking stuffing. Yeah. No. No fucking peas.
That's kind of fun. Too.
No. No fucking gravy. Everybody calm down.
I'm just sick of these. Like, simple is great.
Simple's everything.
But it's not as cool. It's not as flashy.
Well, we can start our own. You know, world of cool, Andrew.
Some
I think we're
delis,
doing it here.
They fucking, it's so much meat.
It's just too much. It's disgusting.
Who fucking gets a pastrami sandwich at like Katz's in New York and is like,
I don't know.
You know what the problem with this? It's only fucking.
You know what I love?
Inches.
I love corned beef, man.
Yeah.
Fucking love corned beef.
My mom loves corned beef. Just straight mustard and the beef to the muff.
I don't even need a bread. Yeah, the beef to the muff.
Oof. Yeah. Mussler. Oh, that is good. Mussler. That's a real Jewish thing. Even though I guess you're not Jewish, but.
I am in my heart.
Well, yeah, dude. Pastrami. Just any meat. I like a salami. A hard salami.
We have a very hard time ending podcasts, in case you guys didn't catch on.
Editing it?
Ending
it. Are we past an hour? People seem to love the last 3 minutes, by the way.
I know. Andrew, it's been amazing.
Every time we end, I go, they won't want me back. And then...
No, yeah. Same. Every time we end, I go, I don't think I can air that. And then Tay is editing it and she's crying, laughing. And she says, it's the best one you've done yet. We just keep getting better and better, according to her. I don't know what we're doing, Andrew, but it's working.
Look, she's our manager. I just had a meeting. I think I need a manager. I'm not even kidding. Well, maybe she can.
Please.
I don't even know.
I can't take the pressure of just me.
I know. You got to spread her out.
Totes. She needs more babies. You know what I'm saying? Keep her busy with the adult babies instead of the baby babies.
Take my credit card debt. Then you definitely not have a kid.
Andrew.
What's up? Is this the end?
I love you. Yeah, it's the end.
I don't know if I'll say it back.
You guys follow Andrew at Andrew T. Collin on Instagram and check out his podcast with Brenna, who shaves his butt. Well, only one cheek, though.
Just one cheek.
It's called Puddles. It's back for its fucking 65th season, right?
Yep.
And new episodes come out every
Tuesday.
And
today, yeah.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah.
It's good stuff, Andrew.
It's fun. We're having a good time. It's just a lot of relationship shit. Like, we talk.
I love it.
We get into it. If whatever you want to say to your boyfriend or girlfriend or wife or husband, but you don't want to say it, just listen to us say it and go, that's interesting.
And make your partner listen so that you guys can say it for you.
Did you hear that?
That sounds familiar. You can
fold the laundry and actually help around the house. And you don't even make that much money.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking poor bitch. You know? Something like that.
Romance is alive and well on Puddles.
It's going. Yeah, it's going.
You know what I think? Let me say something.
Another prediction?
Nope.
The universe?
Nope. I think that honesty in a relationship, like real talk, is the sexiest thing you can do.
It is.
That's a good fucking relationship. That's romance, baby.
Agreed. Be open.
Communication.
You hold things in.
Oh.
Even if you hate it about the person and you think it's going to ruin everything.
True that.
It never does. It only makes it stronger.
I know.
I don't know why. I don't know who taught us at a young age, like, all these, like, negative things that, like, don't do this. You're going to ruin it. It always ends up better.
Honesty.
Yeah.
It's the best policy, Andrew.
That's what I say.
That's what I say, too.
We both said it. Can you believe that? This is the end of it. I love you.
I love you.
Yeah, I love you.
No, I love you.
Dude, there's one thing for certain, it's how much I love you, and it's a lot. And I love you.
I love you, bro.
Dude, sister. All day. Sour cream, brother and sister. SCFS.
You guys, that is it for us.
All of us. Here at Taste of Taylor. You guys are great. I'm so happy that you guys listen. We're back every week. Weight Watchers, thank you so much.
Literally.
I appreciate it. Like, seriously, I needed that money to pay rent. And honestly, like, I don't know. I'll keep losing weight. I'll die as long as you keep throwing me some money. Thank you so much for listening. Like, honestly, this is a new year. You guys are amazing out there. I love all of you. You know, just keep being yourselves. Keep being Taylor Heads.
Taylor Heads.
Thanks for the taste.
Andrew, thank you.
Thank you.
You guys remember, rate, review, subscribe. It's the way you thank your podcasters. That's it for us. Until next week, bye girl, bye.
That's so odd.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.